riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Old Memorial Day Parade continues for 153rd consecutive year, though in an abbreviated fashion. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. It's been one of the greatest traditions in the city of Alton, one that's gone off uninterrupted now since 1868, and even the COVID-19 pandemic couldn't stop it. The Alton Memorial Day Parade marched off for the 153rd consecutive year on Monday, though it was abbreviated due to the pandemic, as the parade honored those in the service who made the ultimate sacrifice during wartime. But going in, there were concerns that it might be canceled due to coronavirus and the state of Illinois stay-at-home orders, which are officially in effect until May 30th. Steve Schwartz of the East End Improvement Association said, "So we decided to wait until the 1st of May. And after changes from Governor Pritzker, we announced we'd have to cancel it. But we found an abbreviated way to carry it on." For more information on the 153rd consecutive Memorial Day Parade, you can find it online at riverbender.com. Schnucks in Collinsville on Beltline Road has released information that an employee tested positive for COVID-19. Schnucks said the employee last worked Tuesday, May the 19th, at the Collinsville store and did not display any symptoms that day. The person is now quarantined at home. The positive COVID-19 test information was released to Schnucks Saturday, and action was quickly taken. No other orders of quarantine have been announced at this time by the St. Clair County Health Department. Schnucks did not yet release information on where the employee has worked in the store. For further updates to this story, find them online at riverbender.com. A lighting arrestor at a substation in Godfrey in the 2900 block of West Delmar was struck and malfunctioned Monday, leaving 2200 Ameren, Illinois customers without power for various periods of time. Ameren, Illinois crews determined that the arrestor malfunctioned at around 7 o'clock on Monday. A lightning arrestor is a device used on electrical power systems and telecommunication systems to protect insulation and conductors of the system for the damaging effects of lightning. Crews worked through the night restoring everyone's power, eventually by 9 a.m. today. The Sports Academy may not be having their regular sporting program at this time, but the restaurant, part of the business, is now offering curbside service at its location in Glen Carbon, and currently, business is quite brisk. TSA General Manager Jared McCray said, "We've been doing it for about a couple weeks now. It's been going really well, and it's picking up steam. It's available from 4 to 7 p.m. Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and the menu is limited." Paula Fritz, a fourth grade educator at West Elementary in Alton, made her 25th consecutive visit to the Alton Memorial Day Parade on Monday morning with her husband David, but this year was quite different. Fritz is president of the Alton School Board and a lifelong resident of Alton and Godfrey. Paula said, "It was different this year because we just had a memorial float and some cars. There were no bands or people walking in the parade. However, we must not forget those who have fought for this country's freedoms and those who gave the ultimate sacrifice." Paula Fritz issued a strong message for everyone on Memorial Day, saying, "May God bless America and our troops." SIUE baseball player, senior Kenny Serwa, has earned All-American honors announced on Tuesday by Collegiate Baseball Newspaper. Serwa was named to the second team, becoming the program's first non-freshman All-American since 2020 and only the second since the transition to Division I baseball. Head coach for Cougars baseball, Sean Lyon, said, "I'm really excited for Kenny to receive this recognition. The type of season he was putting together was special, and he was on pace to challenge several SIUE pitching records. It's really unfortunate that we didn't get the opportunity to see what he could have done over an entire season." Before the season was cut short due to the coronavirus pandemic, Serwa was 4-0 in four starts with a 1.33 ERA, striking out 42 batters while walking only four. He topped the Ohio Valley Conference in strikeouts per nine innings at 14. This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.